Blog Talk Radio.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Good to be with you today. However, it's not a good day. 13 people shot and killed in the state of California at a bar where hundreds of people were gathering together. A gunman walked into the bar late last night or early this morning, should we say, and began to open fire and use some smoke grenades of sorts to bring added confusion to the chaos that was already present. Again, the United States of America is bleeding, and there doesn't seem to be any stopping of the open wounds. Ruth Bader Ginsburg also has been hospitalized after taking a fall over at the courthouse in Washington, D.C. She's broken three ribs, and we'll see where the 85-year-old Supreme Court justice will be heading from there. Boy, oh boy, I would not want to be in her shoes facing a holy God after advocating for so many years the mass murder of innocent blood within our nation. It is not a good deal. You saw since yesterday, the rhetoric rise. You are living in a time like never before. We have warned the people listening to this radio broadcast that you're out of boot camp. You're going into war, and everybody needs to be prepared for the spiritual climate that is growing within this nation. Also, Jeff Sessions is out this morning, the attorney general who recused himself from the Russia investigation, is now gone. He's lost his job. The new attorney general is Matthew Whitaker. Matthew Whitaker will most likely be very aggressive in putting an end to the Russia investigation. We'll see how that political climate goes, but he is the new attorney general, having authority over the FBI. And once again, we'll see how that all goes today. In just about 5 minutes or so, Ron Perry will be joining me on the air from Colorado. We're going to be talking about some very deep things that most people have never stopped to consider. And thank God for those of you that are taking the time out to lift up your head from the, you know, the natural, worldly, earthly things, and to, you know, listen to the information that's going to be shared with you today. The thing that concerns me more than anything on a very personal level is one of the great warnings that I have been sharing for a long time, and I know a lot of other people have as well, but I warned last week particularly that America would become a slaughterhouse, And waking up this morning and seeing that 13 people, 12 particularly, were slaughtered in a bar. Well, I started doing some searching into the scripture, and I want to show you what I found, and I find it to be absolutely amazing. There are three particular verses that we could look at, and you know, they're just basic. You know, one is very telling. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 25, it says, "And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters." So you want to get to the high places, okay? "In the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall." Now, we have seen slaughter since the towers fell on 9/11/2001. The word slaughter there is hereg, and it simply means to be slain or to be killed, to be slain or to be killed. And then, of course, in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 32, Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And that's where they sacrificed their babies to the false gods here. And the word slaughter there, a little bit different. It's harega, and that means to slaughter, or again, to kill. Basically, it's a valley of slaughter. But the one that concerns me, the verse that concerns me more than any other verse, is coming out of Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel chapter 21, and I'm just going to pick it up in verse 8. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 8. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, A sword is sharpened and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? It contemns the rod of my son as every tree. Verse 11. And he has given it to be furbished that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is furbished to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh, because it is a trial. And what if the sword contemn even the rod? It shall be no more, saith the Lord God. Now, what is this conversation really all about? Well, we continue on in verse 14, and it says, Thou therefore, son of man, prophesy, smite thy hands together, and let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the great men that are slain, which enters into the privy chambers. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their heart may faint, their ruins be multiplied. Ah, it is made bright, it is wrapped up for the slaughter. Okay, so what's going on here? Let's look at the word slaughter in verse 21, verse 8. I guess we could start down there. When in verse 10, Ezekiel 21, 10, it is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. The word slaughter there is tavak. It's different than the other two in Isaiah and Jeremiah. The tavak literally means to butcher, kill ruthlessly. What's been going on in Parkland, Florida, the church in Texas, the concert in Las Vegas, the Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh, and now in California? This is ruthless killing. This is butchering. This is gunmen walking into places where lots of people are gathering. And we could go on down the list to the nightclubs over in France. We could go on down the list. It's too many to even remember at this time. How we have been since the day the towers fell, living in the day of slaughter. And rather than seeing a slowing down or a backing off, Isaiah said that a sick nation will continue to bleed. There's no stopping. There's no mollification. There's no ointment. There's no binding up the wounds and the bruises. That it is a very sick nation, and the bleeding is not stopping, and it's not stopping now. In fact, we have just gone to another level. And what I was going to do, but I'm not going to do today. I'll do it maybe tomorrow. I want to show you a spiritual, biblical, prophetic cycle of how the levels of judgment go from Ezekiel 7 to Ezekiel 14 to Ezekiel 21, this pattern of seven, right in the book of Ezekiel. But ladies and gentlemen, when we come on the radio and we say, you know what, America is going to become a slaughterhouse, and that was very unpleasant to say. But then you look at this sword that has been sharpened in the hand of a slayer, whether it's a terrorist, whether it's a nuclear sword that John F. Kennedy talked about that's furbished and ready to go, or whether it's the sword in the hand of these slayers, these gunmen that are walking in doing active shooter cases, we are seeing slaughter. I mean, 12 families are waking up today and their kids aren't home anymore. Should they be in the bar hanging out doing what they're doing? Probably not a wise thing, but that's what kids do. Kids do. So I am sad to report that this morning that 13 people are killed. You saw what happened at the White House press briefing yesterday when Mr. Acosta from CNN basically karate chopped a woman whose job was to take his microphone away, but he was so busy slandering President Trump that he actually hit her arm. And he has lost his privilege and right to be in the White House. His press pass has been taken away, and I think that's absolutely excellent. That man should have never, ever touched that woman whose responsibility and job was to take that microphone to share it with others. And so, Mr. Acosta, goodbye, hopefully for a long time. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know what? Maybe your days are over. Only God knows. But wouldn't it be something, again, another fulfilling a prophecy, that there'll be more Supreme Court justices appointed by President Trump. And unfortunately, we are living in this very hot political climate, and it is intense. It is intense what's going on everywhere. In the meantime, right here in Northwest Arkansas, we're getting information that the state of Arkansas has voted pro-casinos. So now casinos are going to start being built in the state of Arkansas, which is very disturbing to our hearts and minds. When we moved here 9 years ago, we were looking for Andy Griffith. We were looking for, this was just Mayberry RFD. This was such a simple place to be. Well, it's not that way anymore. Casinos are now coming in. We've had liquor stores. When we got here, there wasn't even a liquor store allowed in this region. And now there's smoke shops, tattoo parlors, lingerie places. Now comes the, you know, the pattern is being set, and people, you know, that were coming for a safe place, you know, are finding it more difficult. I had a funny conversation yesterday with a friend of mine from California who talked about some friends of his, a family that said they couldn't stand the insanity anymore of California. So they moved to Colorado, only to find out that the first openly gay governor was elected in the state of California. That's what happens when you legalize marijuana and everybody gets stoned. You know, you wind up voting for openly gay governors who have reprobate minds that are going to now lead that state. And also, two Islamic women voted into Congress. I mean, that are pro-Palestinian. You know, what is happening in our country today? Well, to help us sort it out into the mystery of iniquity that's going on all around us, there is none other like my brother Ron Perry. He's calling in from Colorado right now. Good morning, Ron. It's a busy day. How are you today?
Hey, buddy. I'm moving a little slow, but yeah, I'm getting a little caught up. Crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, very crazy day. You know, right on the heels of that midterm election, and all of a sudden, we're back in the slaughterhouse, Ron. The Word of God literally called it a slaughter. And our country is so sick, according to Isaiah 1, that the bleeding just doesn't stop.
Well, that's actually what, quote, they have planned and said. I mean, it's written, and that's what they're fulfilling. They know it. And who the they are is what we've been covering, you know, the last couple, 3 years, and myself, about 15 to 20 now. So, yeah, whatever you want to cover, we can look at it.
Yeah, well, let's do this. It was by request. Many of our listeners said, man, we'd like to hear a little bit more from Ron and talk about the birth certificate issues and some of those things. So why don't we begin there? Why don't you just I'm pretty sure you're pretty prepared to discuss this issue. And if not, if our listeners have a very specific question for you to address, I would open the telephone lines right now. And if you're listening by an iPad or some other device and you want to call into the program, it's 818-369-0326. And I know there were some very specific questions that were being asked. And we want to make sure that we stay to that script, so to speak. Of course, the Holy Spirit can take us anywhere he wants, Ron. But if you have a question specifically to Ron Perry, the number 818-369-0326. Once you get in, press 1 on the dial pad. I'll see that you're calling in. You could ask your question just to stay on track. But, Ron, you have some insight to the birth certificate issue that we brought up the last time we were on the air together. Speak into that.
Well, I had just simply made a statement about it, and you received the call, and then I had received also the call from the same fellow, and we talked a little bit about it. But there's really more than anything else, this is just unknown and basically unexplained information. But it's factual. It's the history, it's the historical basis upon which this birth certificate, which the timing on all this when it was introduced is so intricate to keep in mind. Also, 1932, the birth certificate was basically introduced to us. Well, it's all based on language. And the powers that be, quote, occult powers, secret societies, back to Catholicism, translations, this is all about the word. That's why when I started this years ago and we talk about these things, people, like you said, are in the dirt. I'm in the sewers clean, trying to filter this stuff out. And it is. It takes time to look at this. But it's all based on symbolism, words, symbols, times. And this is exactly what Man of Sin or Mystery of Iniquity is. I presume it sounds like that's what you were speaking about. I didn't hear until I called in. But this is exactly what's happening. 1932, this was introduced. Well, what took place the next year after, most of us know, with our finances? The gold confiscated, right? All of this in the 30s, which was 1932 and 33, quote, Roosevelt at the time, the Secretary of Interior. This man was deep in the occult, and he was in contact with Nicholas Roark in Russia, which was a mystical occultist deep. And this fellow at the time was searching for symbols to put on that dollar bill, and that's where we had finally got that symbol. He finds this and shows it to Roosevelt, who was a 33rd degree Mason, in 1933. This should be our symbol. Boom. So now you've got your symbols on this mark, that I believe is the mark of the beast. I could teach later on it. That's my personal belief. Maybe we can get calls on that. But the birth certificate is all based upon old Vatican, Jesuit, international admiralty law. You can find all of this throughout. It takes time to search this stuff out. Now, you can actually get rid of it. There are videos now on YouTube. Because the algorithm is getting all this stuff off, at least still we have a little time to look at these things. But yes, this is admiralty law, the waters. They know this. The Vatican and Catholic Church has known this. All of the terminology you could look at it. A birth certificate. Now you can just break it up from the words. A certificate is what? And a birth. It's all from the birth of a ship. When you come in to port, you've got transportation. Well, this is where it spills over to the licensings of your driving of your cars. All of this is to that straw man that you and I sign in our capital letters. Follow?
Okay. I'm tracking. I'm tracking.
Okay. So when you and I, when your mother, father, and all of us, so since 1932 now, so we're almost 100 years in here, another 15, you got 100. This means you are property of the Catholic Church, whether you know that, believe it, see it, or understand it. That's the way it is on the law books of this world. There's only civil law, which we know as law of the land, and or what is the world's financial realm that they use, and it's called UCC. That is the Universal Commercial Code. This has been all the way back to the Caesars of Rome. Whatever city or state or country did dealings, you paid them. And that was under Roman law. You're still under that. And this is where that occult stuff starts to seep into our society and branching into Freemasonry and the Illuminists, which were Jesuits, okay, which snuck in and spread this message. And that's what we're seeing now with these NGO parties, non-governmental organizations. All of this funding goes back. They still kind of, the Catholic Church, other than what it's been revealed to be doing in its hierarchy for the last 20 years with children and boys, should be hell enough. Add that to now the money system filtering along with Rothschilds in England. Both parties are involved in this English thing. It's very intriguing. I was just looking at a picture and noticed it. Didn't both of these English. Remember, this was our first enemy, get us back under the banks. So it's all banking. Back again to the banks control what? Rivers of water, which are what? Currencies. Well, what did Revelation say? The rivers and waters that thou sawest and seest are peoples and nations, correct?
Right.
So it's very understandable that they understand the book better than most Christians, and they played all of us to the straw man unwillingly. We didn't know this. So capital letters is the only thing that you're the corporation. You're a dead person. You have no life. So when you sign your name to those letters, such as a Social Security, and there's another numeric, that's the other one that fits with this. So they've covered everybody. And that's really the basis of what your birth certificate is, because it's just based on Roman Vatican canon law, which is admiralty law, and everything is they're the Holy See. Well, who's the See? That's all the people. So all of the hospitals originally in this country were built by Catholic Church, St. Mary's, St. Because the waters, you come out of your mother's womb, which is what? The canal of waters broke. Well, now you have to be in a bank. You got to be controlled because you are what? Currency. The rivers are currents. So this spreads so deep into our spiritual understanding of the Word of God, made quick, it's alive. A current is electrical power also. They control the electrical power through General Electric, own CBS and all the, and what's the symbol? Columbia. District of Columbia is a Jesuit Catholic establishment under ancient international admiralty law. And it's the bank law of the Vatican. Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you, because you just stepped into something, and I need to ask, because I was asking this months ago. Now, you said that Columbia is all about the Jesuits, correct? And if we're talking about the Jesuits, Donald Trump went to a Jesuit school. Gorsuch went to Jesuit school. Kavanaugh went to Jesuit school. Is there a connection there in your mind?
Okay. When people bring these things up, and I just now read what Justice Ginsburg hospitalized after fracturing three ribs and fall. Well, that should be a spiritual signal in itself. This quote, justicism is falling. So I think those with the spiritual eye, you didn't bring that up. That's interesting. Kennedy was murdered, but yet he and his family are one of the family of the 13 Illuminati bloodlines. These men still have their own mind, soul, heart, and spirit, just as a skull and bones person does. I don't know the intricacies of their minds and thoughts, but you can only go to the school where your, quote, parent sends you. And his father and his history is very interesting, and I'm just learning a little bit more about it with his grandfather and how he had become wealthy and building hotels and borrowing money from the government. This is all legal, but there are some good Catholic people who believe in God. You could hear his belief in God when they asked him, well, do you pray or ask God to forgive? Well, not really. I try not to do anything where I ask God to forgive me for. Well, that looks as arrogant, but from his understanding for God, be good. He hasn't smoked a cigarette. He doesn't do any drugs or touched a lick of alcohol. He's lived a better life as me than I have in my life. So God knows all these things. So I can't really address to that. But the Jesuit order, there are more that are committed to doing the work just as much as any other person. So I can't address that issue on it.
Okay. So what you're saying then about birth certificates is that every single one of us that has one, the moment we were birthed out of the canal of our mother's womb, we were marked as being somewhat of a commodity or something to be owned by the Vatican.
Merchandise, correct.
Okay, and how does this work on our behalf?
All of this is, huh?
How does this actually work on our behalf?
It doesn't work on our behalf. It works on theirs.
Okay.
You get nothing of it. You don't know anything about it. My only point when I had mentioned it and they want to talk about it more, there are people, and you can find it, and you just got to do your own research on it. You can actually quote some of these people saying you can cash this in. There was two videos. I didn't even look at them. I just was doing a little quick research to get caught up on it because I've never studied into detail. I just know that the facts of birth certificates is a totally Catholicism deal. And they're getting, and if you lose your birth certificate and you got everything, you got your Social Security, that's the other mark. They preached about this in churches. All of this stuff is a mark of the beast. We're marked. Whether we worship it or not, that's the separation that gets you cast in. And the church and ministers and preachers haven't taught that, this topic correctly, because it scares the life out of believers. Well, and I remember at 13, well, will I be forced to take the mark? And all this crazy Disneyland religion has worked its way in by design through Scofield's Bible and the rapture thing, because he's the one that introduced the Antichrist to us through a Jesuit priest, because they had to slam down this Antichrist teaching that was spreading in Protestantism. So it's just to know your history and then to know these things, it just gets you more aware to when you're reading this Bible in Revelation, you understand what the waters are. You understand what the seas are. You understand all of these marks and, you know, and seals. You know, a seal is a mark of the one in charge of the country or principality that they're ruling over. Well, that dollar bill has never been changed in the symbolism. Why are you hiding little owls, for God's sake, up in little corners? And why is that the symbol of the media press? This media press has been bought for 100 years through J.P. Morgan. Control that media. And that's what is going on. That's where we're at. So,
okay,
as far as the – yeah.
So I was talking about and I think you touched on it lightly, was the sovereign citizen movement, where the birth certificate actually possesses a number that's supposed to be on Wall Street or something to that effect.
Correct.
That an individual could actually go and register that number and see if there's any money in the account belonging to you.
Actually, there are people that have done it. I watched a few interviews years ago, and that number, if you called to have it replaced, on the bottom right hand, there's two things, again, that everything is words. That's why this is spiritual, and we don't know it, as Jesus said. He's the Word made flesh. So you got to attack the Word, twist the Word, and that's what Satan does. He's got a body, and they're in these men that we're speaking about.
Right.
These are principalities and powers. So that connection we've got very clear. Well, on that paper that you get that on will say security paper. This must be, if this is not, blah, blah, you know, this is on security paper. Boom. And then to the right of that page, on the bottom right, in the corner, because all of these, we're built, this is that whole philosophy. It goes far deeper on building up and keeping the masses as the base, and you build up to the illuminated on the top, and that's the whole pyramid thing. So the base, you know, they don't know that they're being used and sat upon. So, but that number is in red letters. Again, the symbology of all the numbers, they all matter deep, but that number is there, and you are a stock on that exchange in New York. Now, since I mentioned New York, what took place in 9/11? Boom. Why do they call it York? It's the New York or the Yorkshire Rite of the Freemasonry. We're building a new world order. New world order is all so connecting. And then the date we know ties to probably Jesus Christ's birth, so we understand that. Then what is built? A one, we called it Freedom Tower. Interesting that I think it was either 3 years or 9 years later. I'm not sure of the time, but 3 to 9 years, I think it was 9 years after, the Chinese purchased the building. Now follow all this, what's happening, Kings of the East, money. We still got a big crash coming, Revelation 17, waters, woman, all of this stuff, Vincent, we're in it, and they named it One World Trade Center. New York. And then a quote, very interesting quote that I had found from Giuliani. And he said, New York, in a statement that he made, he actually said that New York is the capital of the world because UN is there. They are the capital. Very interesting statements that are made with this stuff and what took place, and knowing that D.C. right around the corner is the District of, quote, Columbia. And all their symbolisms in those three. In D.C. you have that phallic symbol, the obelisk. In the Vatican you have that Vatican. And in Rothschild City of London you have this obelisk. It's the everything with them is tri also. That's the tri crown, the triple crown. Isn't it interesting? Even in our name of our horses, it's a race, you know, the triple crown. It's all triple. The Seagram family, the woman that just got caught. There was a woman in Hollywood. All this links to Hollywood and the occult, too, with all of the music industry over the 70s and the CIA controlling them. Charles Manson was involved. All of this stuff links together. These are principalities that we're dealing with. We're just now all of these slaughterings, what, one today killed someone? This all is either military, pharmaceuticals, mind control. That's what's happening. And this man of sin is being revealed.
Simple. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we were just talking about in Ezekiel 21, about the sword that is sent to slaughter, and it's in the hand of the slayer, and that America would be a house of slaughter. But what's interesting is the inhabitants of this nation and most people around the world have no idea of the Luciferian priesthood that is at work right now. You know, how far ahead, you know, they must be waiting for their crowning achievement, just like the ecclesia, the people of God in Zechariah are shouting to the capstone, grace, grace. And the capstone is the finishing work of this whole magnificent time that God has been laboring in the people of the body of Christ. So the enemy must be getting close to his crowning achievement by bringing the ultimate Lucifer, right? The man of
right,
sin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just what they believe. Now, here is where it helps also understand this whole thing for really over 100 years in this country is this UFO thing. You know, the technology. We've got all this, all of the most of the things that's been seen for the last 60, 50 years, and especially the last 25, that's us. That's our technology. That's what coming out of all of these people I've been listening to for years out of the military that's worked. That's us, which completely makes sense. Now, the 47 thing and the timing is very interesting, what took place in 47 and 48, and we got the National Security Administration created then. You brought over the OSS. You brought over the Nazis. You know, Ford worked with them. Prescott Bush worked with them. He was a Nazi. You know, Hoover was an interesting fellow with the eye. He really did hate communism. He loved America. He just could be compromised. He was a homosexual crossdresser and the whole nine yards. So he would listen to the Kennedys and get all this dirt on these people because a man is ego and he wants power. So they once they got all that info, and then you got Tesla's stuff, now you control all the energy and the current back again. And J.P. Morgan, all the banks. So if you can't, you know, free energy is awesome. The old ancients knew this stuff. You know, anybody who's done any research has come out to find out, you know, the Egyptians had electrical gadgets everywhere, at least the wealthier, the ones that could afford it, like the pharaohs and kings. But, you know, they hide this technology. And remember this, very funny, the when Michael Jackson was doing his that last tour, that was they knocked him off flat out. And even his sister said that what he was telling them, he was paranoid. They're going to kill me. Why? He owned all of those billions of dollars worth of the Beatles records and took it from Sony Records. Well, here's your, don't be an anti-Semite, Ron. I'm not an anti-Semite. They're a part of this program. They run Hollywood. It was the Jewish community. Same thing with Prince and Warner Brothers. Kill him, you've got all of his music. This stuff is everywhere. All of the, there's only two kingdoms. And there's only two bodies that can manifest those spirits. And boy, there's a body of Christ and the body of Antichrist, and we're seeing it today. You know, a quick note, real quick, this Democratic Party business, and you notice little by little say the same thing over and over. They always have used it, and you know it, I know it. Oh, this is a democratic society, Democrat. No, this is a republic that had laws and constitutions, and through these other organizations and money, they've stripped that completely. And then, of course, not only keeping you broke and them making the money on the deflating of the theft from your gold in 33 after they gave you the certificate here in 32 and continue to give you a social security later. This has just been the American Democratic Party was originally called the Dem Society. Now, this was an offshoot of the Jacobins. Now, here is where this Rothschild Zionist business comes in and the synagogue of Satan and the banks. offshoot of the Jacobins, which were also known as the Illuminati. This was the main tentacle in England's political domain known as the Fabian Society. We've heard of this. He's a Fabian socialist, right? We've heard these terms under Russia. They're socialist. Now, here's the term they used then, progressive. These are the people you see in the street. These are the useful idiots. These poor kids don't know nothing. They're actually getting paid. I read some of the ads that Soros was placing and still to go into the streets and smash things. This is open, man of sin.
Yep.
In your face.
So, yeah, it is. So let me just interject a thought. Here's what I'm walking away. We're 35 minutes into the broadcast. We're 25 minutes where you and I've been talking. Here's what I'm walking away with at this time. Number one, I may have a number on the stock exchange through my birth certificate. I may be worth something on the stock market. Who knows? The other reality is that the system of the beast is already here. It's, you know, people are already in it. It's just the idea of don't worship it, which basically means don't become dependent upon the systems, the technology, the travel, all the different things that are set up if you're born again. But my question to you would simply be this, after I make this particular statement, I just, you know, writing things down as you're going, it appears that the beast is gnawing away at the foundation and fabric of our society. The collapse is being heard by those who have ears to hear all around the world, because this beast is gnawing away at that republic, et cetera, bringing an end to what we've always known and grown up in to bring about his new world order. So, Ron, my question is that, and maybe it's more of a statement, should I take my birth certificate, go find out what I'm worth, and then bail out of the system? And what does it mean in Revelation 18? Come out of her, my people, lest you be partakers of her sins. How do people come out of this global system, this Luciferian system that's already been set up, as you said, with marks everywhere?
Boy, that's excellent, because the question was similar asked to me with the phone call I received from the gentleman that called me after the show.
Sure.
With everything, you go with the Prince of Peace and be led by the Spirit, number one. This is still their world system, number two. Number three, if you spend the time, the effort, maybe some money to send some things to do what you said, which that's up to each individual listening out there now. There's hundreds of thousands of views on these videos about this very topic. And to not take advantage of this, quote, freedom we still have for a while, learn and gain knowledge with your understanding. But if you want to do that, it seems to me that you can do that. I just trust the Lord. And the other thing with the driving, there's some videos out there. A license, remember, all of this is wording and they twist words. Capital letters don't mean you, the person. This is all legalese stuff, and that's how we've been owned since 1871 again. So, you know, if you want to take the time, look at the Bitcoin. He had invested in Bitcoin. The gentleman that called me had lost some money. I was looking at it for about a year. I said, well, if this is where we're going, I looked at it for 6 to 8 months. My son's pretty savvy on the computer, so we did it. He made some money but kind of got out, and I kind of looked at it far deeper that anything on this planet still is here. I mean, if God wants, you don't need money to live. What is money? They've stolen that. It's just digits now. So all you're living in this matrix world anyway. So you can do that if you'd like to cash that out. Some people, videos are actually on that. I cashed this out. Some said you could pay this off. But again, you're also making more of a stance in a war, which is fine if that's what you want to do. Many people do it. But if you're on a street or you're in a city and you're driving through a country side and you're in that state where this woman has, she doesn't have a license. She says, no, this is a British crown. It's a taxable thing, goes to the England and the Vatican. I'm not a part. I'm a sovereign citizen. If you get a cop, some young rookie that just doesn't care about what you're saying, you don't answer, you're going to go spend a day or three in jail. Be willing to do that. You understand what I'm saying? This is a war.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is. And there was another thought, just kind of went bye-bye. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. But yeah, so do that if you'd like. Look, I would just look at it, research it, and think. And if so, I may even end up doing it myself. I just never looked at it that much. I just knew the facts of the history of it and how it's there. And it's all in the language, you know, fellowship, citizenship,
right.
A bank bankrupt. Well, yeah, it's broken. And the court system is all Freemasonic and Vatican. No, it's all built on three tiers. You know, they're giving you the third degree, asking you the questions. Do you have a license? Well, a license is to break. That's licentiousness. They play on these things, and you sign your name to those capital letters, bang. That's the straw man they get you with the IRS, which also, again, if they want to fight it, you end up spending more money with courts and lawyers. They own the system. So go with it as long as you want to, as that per se. And when you're ready to pay the penalty to fight for justice, then do it. Each one of us has a different level. Each one of us has a different level.
Right. You know, it's interesting when you bring up this topic about sovereign citizenry and then people, you know, are worth something on the stock exchange. That means every single person that dies, their money or what they're worth must go back to the state again. Right. I mean, it's kind
of
like
if
you die and you don't have a will, it goes directly back to the people. Hey, Ron, let's do this. I want to just encourage people out there right now. We've got 20 minutes left in our broadcast. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to ask Ron on any level of what we're talking about, anything surrounding this, you're talking to an encyclopedia right now of information that has been sought out by the Spirit of God. So the number to call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad if you have a question for Ron Perry. Continue on until that line comes in.
Well, again, back to the whole Democratic Party and who these people were and where it was funded and how all this stuff is so open, which is why you're seeing such a clampdown now on social media and internet freedom of access. And the number one is Google. And who are they working with to censor? They're working with China. So, yeah, pretty wild stuff we're in. But our court system, again, back to the American Bar Association, and this study spreads into everything, especially in our medical world and pharmaceutical world, which is all controlled by all of these Rothschild, you know, depopulate the planet people anyway. But the intriguing one is the court system, because the American Bar Association, what that is, it's just an offshoot of the London Lawyers Guild, which is an avowed communist organization. Now, this is the American Bar Association and the IRS are owned and operated by Northern Trust, Inc. They are private foreign debt collection agencies, not units of government, as an organization representing a foreign British government and private bank. Now, that's your court system. Tied in with whatever the Vatican, both these powers run England, the key again. Oh, and I didn't finish the thought. I had seen some picture on Drudge about the two women, both these girls that married that Prince Lion is from America, correct? This Kate Middleton and the other one.
Right.
Both of
right.
these. Yeah. I looked at that, and you look at the history of these people are all about bloodlines deep. This goes Babylonian, Canaanite, Phoenician, all the stuff is where these people are feeding off of Nimrod, New World Order, taking all of the power from the quote gods that gave it to us. That to them is the aliens now. That's where that alien thing can be explained. All of they're preparing if this last war does not work, and this was written about where we're dealing right now. This war with the Muslims and all of this, Albert. I read that whole quote to you. People can look it up. There's videos on it. Third World War planned. Albert Pike, Freemason, right?
Yeah.
The first
right.
and second. They laid all these wars out. And who said if my sons don't want war? So Rothschild banking is behind them. And then you jumpstart. Who was pushing and running around? And you could pull up the video. Linda Rothschild. I want her. That was that they're pushing for Hillary. So total globalists, total Satan worshipers. The history
sure.
is known. Their quotes are known. So there's no conspiracy anymore. That's the good news we're at. So,
okay,
but it's
Ron,
also.
Let me just get in there.
Ahead.
We've got calls. We have calls coming in. Limited time. I want to make sure that our listeners have opportunity to talk with you. Okay. So let's take our first call coming in from area code 605-695. You're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast. Hello, you're on the air. Area code 605, you are on the air. Let's take another call.
Hello.
Yeah, Ken, hello. How are you, sir? Yes, South Dakota.
I am fine.
Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes. Yes, I do. One thing that I'm starting to see is there's so many Christian people that right now they're getting so egotistic about their Christianity that they feel that they are better, and yes, they are, because, I mean, they have salvation, but the TV preachers, I am so sick of it. The church leaders, I'm so sick of it. We're blaming the government, such as the Democrats, the Republicans, whatever, and yet the churches, I feel, are failing the people, and I'm wondering what you feel about it.
Oh, I've known and seen this for close to 20 years now. I haven't watched any of these people for 20 years. That's how I met Vincent. He had mentioned something and was somewhat aware of the dark forces and had mentioned some things at that time. And that's Vincent and about three other ministers is about all I've even dealt with. You and I are the church, and we need the Spirit. And I've seen they left. And these men are ruled and owned by the very powers we're talking about. He had 35,000 clergy members ready under Obama and Clinton and Bush to sign you up to a camp and reread Romans 13. The churches are the problem and a part of this. That's why there's still some real problems going to come. But this isn't a war, and they're not going to win, but they're going to go out fighting. You mentioned something, Vincent, earlier, and I just thought about it, about eating itself. That's another symbol, the Ouroboros, the serpent eating its tail. Out of chaos comes new. You follow?
Yeah, the beast gnawing at the fabric and foundation, yes.
Yeah, and the Ouroboros, which is the serpent eating its own tail, that's a huge symbol amongst the elite.
Very good. Any other questions? I've got two calls on there. Both lines are open. Any other calls coming in from South Dakota or questions, comments?
No, I'll just listen. Thank you.
All right, Ken. Thanks for airing your discontent with what's going on in the greatest power on earth that has seemingly just gone to sleep and has very little to say at this time, unfortunately, in preparing people. You know, Ron, it's back to the same old elementary story that unfortunately so many people are being so dumbed down that they're not preparing for this end time epic battle with spiritual principalities and powers because they're uninformed, they're unarmed, they think they're going to fly away in a secret rapture type of deal. So, all right, the lines are open, 818-369-0326. Make sure if you have a question or a comment, something you're just kind of fuzzy about, call in, press 1 on the dial pad. We'll get back to Ron. Ron, your thoughts.
But, yeah, I like how you covered that. You know, dumbed down on purpose. Once they got control of the education and school system and started to write in all that, you know, it's the whole thing with these people, again, and it's all scriptural, and they play on what they know to rule over you. They just bought the lie that they're going to win in the end. That's the whole thing. Matter of fact, that's a spirit. I was living – let me just touch on this. Maybe someone else has even felt this. We're members of the kingdom of God, the light. Gross darkness is going to continue, but the Lord is going to rise upon us. We know these verses. We're in his kingdom. We don't worship the beast, his image, or it. We're in this realm. That's why you got to have a new heavens and a new earth. So that war isn't finished yet, but it helps you understand history, times, symbols, words, and what they mean, because this is how this system is worn. They have warped everything back again. They don't mind the whole teaching of the phoenix, right? Out of destruction comes the new birth of all of this stuff. They name the cities after these places. Why are these cities and places named after and street names after certain people? And then their images are placed. They've either killed you or Martin Luther King. Okay, we kill you, but we give you a street. They are either trophies in one sense, but they're all trophies to them. These are all the people that Bob Hope, well, he was a Freemason. A woman told an incredible story about him that I was hard to even believe, but I don't have too much hard to believe anymore. But a spirit that confronted me, I was in San Antonio walking and praying. And I was going to the Bible college then, and I was probably 26, 24, And I was just praying, and this guy stops and points at me. You think you're going to win in the end? And he was just, we're all going to take over you. And I just said, in the name of Jesus. And he goes running down the street. That same story, my grandfather, happened to him. They think they're going to win and try to use fear over you to relinquish your freedom and properties. And we did that after 9/11 under, quote, Christian Skull and Bones Bush. So we've all been deceived at times. Now it's time to really wake up to see where we're at. Continue to pray. One of the Q posts, let me read one, was Q actually posted something yesterday, and it was Together We Win, and it says, if my people, and it's just a picture of the Bible with it colored in that 14th verse, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We're trying to almost get to this stage. And just real quick, do you remember the prophecy of George Washington? And as he stated, they try to include him to Illuminism. He left it. Do your study. He left that, never darkened the lodge again of a Freemasonic hall, because he realized that they got in there and were doing a really nasty plan. We had an anti-Masonic party, for crying out loud, in the early parts of this country. Doesn't mean all Masons are bad or evil. You just need to do your own study and realize they're playing on you under your dues. So it's all about money and raising people to the top. But, you know, this is intriguing times, brother. Really intriguing times.
Well, it's intriguing. And what's most intriguing is that, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a man who has taken the red pill, going back to the Matrix, and has gone down and is looking at all these things that are happening around the world, but most people are oblivious to them. And the thing that disturbs me more than anything, Ron, in our conversation, going back to the Matrix, is they want to make batteries out of us. You know, that whole theme, you know, the whole idea was for energy for themselves, and that we are just this equipment. But being born again, oh my God, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for being born again, purchased out of the world system. We have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. And Ron, I know you know this, but here we are shouting out to people. Don't take for granted, don't take lightly your born again redemption that you have through Jesus Christ, that you've been saved by grace through faith. Man, I'll tell you what, we've got some minutes left. The number to call, 818-369-0326. And I see some folks on there that have the little symbol that they've lit up. I'm going to try one right here, coming from area code, once again, 605-695. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Yes. Okay, Brother Ron.
Yes.
In the Bible, it speaks about the inkhorn, and we'll be sealed. There'll be people that'll be sealed. Okay, that is the whole antidote then to this beast system, correct?
Oh, yeah, sealed with the Holy Spirit, absolutely. Yeah, they want to seal you with theirs. Yeah, there's two seals. We're sealed with by His Spirit and not a part of this system. Vincent, you hit it. Batteries, that was just the physical symbol. We are, quote, what do they call us? Human resources. Waters are resources also. It's a key. They don't do anything. They feed off of us. This is where the dark energy, this is where these demons inhabit these bodies, which are principalities and powers, rulers of this dark forces. That's what we're dealing with in this natural realm. It's not that person. This is where these entities have inhabited these people. Thank God it's the Holy Spirit that seals us. We've only been given an earnest down payment. That's where most preachers still don't teach their people. We've only gotten a small portion. We've got just enough where we've been adopted. That's why we're called sons. But that word sons there isn't the one that was Jesus. He was weos, the full-grown mature. Every word for us is technon, children, babies, growing up. You can become the huios, but that happens when He comes.
Amen. So we are dead, and our life is hid in Christ, in God, and when He appears, we shall appear with Him. So on this earth, rather than being human resources to the world order of things, the satanic order, we are available to God to be meat for the Master's use, prepared unto every good work. And that's really our job. And thank God you're exposing these things. Thank God there's conversation. And unfortunately, some people are going to hang up from this radio broadcast. They're going to go right back into the paradigm of, you know, ignorance, unfortunately. And we cannot afford to be ignorant, for we are in a battle. We're leaving boot camp. We're in the war. Normandy is ahead of us, and the bullets are firing. You've got to be equipped. And this is what God's Spirit has been telling us for such a long time now. This is all about equipping, preparation, be ready as an end-time army of God, well-equipped with knowledge, wisdom, understanding, knowing how to wield that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Put the whole armor of God on. Man, if you don't do that today, Ron, you could be taken over pretty easily, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I remember 2 years back when we had finally gotten back in touch and did that first show, when he won, this is the beginning, brother. That's what this cube is. Here's another cue post. We are at war. This we dropped 7th. So this was yesterday. We are at war. Think logically. Why was winning the House majority the primary goal for them? To this point, what chamber is currently directing the DOJ FBI investigations? ? To this point, what chamber do they feel most threatened by? While the focus was on the House for them, due to the above statements, our underlying focus was adding pro-POTUS, meaning the President of the United States, members to the Senate and safely securing a pro-majority. The Senate is worth so much more. The Senate controls judges and cabinet positions who White House approval. The Senate Judiciary Committee has direct oversight over the DOJ and FBI, more power than the House. The Senate was always the primary. Thank you, patriots. And then gives you all these verses of scripture. So this war has just started. That's why since 2 years ago, brother, we've seen all this craziness in the last year and two. This is just starting. They've come to the end. Now, this ties to economics because this global game's over with the Federal Reserve. The Gruver testimony, fantastic. The money system can show you. Fiat systems only last so long. The Bible's telling us this times. Man, this is the time to know and to be awake, because this is the time that we shall tread down the wicked under the soles of our feet.
Amen. And yes, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, it can be done. Ron Perry, once again, I think you have just launched and you have released, you know, things that need to be understood. And if nothing else, you know, simple people like me that hear a conversation like this, what you do is you walk away with it and you have a heightened awareness to be led by the Holy Spirit. It is the only answer. And being led by the Holy Spirit is not just with spiritual intelligence, it's also with the character and the fruit of love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, kindness. We're living in a world where there's much lamentation and sorrow abounding everywhere, for the day of slaughter has come and the bleeding will not stop, and it's going to continue on. And this whole mechanism, this conflict of the ages, and this raging demonic spirit that's coming to this planet, you've got to be ready and walk in the Spirit. I want to show you how to fight our battles. But before I do, I want to say goodbye to Ron. Ron, let's get together on the air again and continue the dialogue, maybe sometime next week if you're available.
Call anytime, brother. And I just really am learning to appreciate you over the years now, and this is a war, and I only try to do my part as a watchman. I just go into the details of what I see, what you and the people do with it. That's up to you.
Amen.
Love
that
you, brother.
Is the truth. That is the truth. Love you too, Ron. God bless you.
Okay,
and Kathy, thanks for the call that came in today. Thank you for the couple of calls that came in. I hope that you were listening carefully. I'd like to leave everybody with a thought this weekend that's coming up. Stay in Ezekiel 7, 14, and 21. Ezekiel chapter 7, chapter 14, and 21. Read those chapters this week if you can. There's a mystery revealed there. You know, one man sung a song. His name was Michael W. Smith, and it was what he did to fight his battles. Up next, Patricia Joy Xavier is going to continue the dialogue right here on Omega Radio with Deliverance Roundtable Discussion. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Again, up next, Patricia Joy.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fought our battles. This is how I fought my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. It's when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Patricia Xavier from New Wine Ministries. We're here on Omega Radio, and you just listened to an incredible program having to do with what? Folks, it all adds up to one thing and one thing alone. Control. Control. People who want to control other people's lives. It's been from the very beginning of the fall, but who's behind all of that? Who's behind all of the desire to control humanity? You and I. Well, let's look at it one more time. The one behind it all is Satan. He was thrown out of the kingdom of the universal kingdom of God. And he was thrown out because of one reason. He wanted to control. What did he want to control? He wanted the position of God Almighty, who he would then fulfill his desire to control the universe and the whole world and other worlds. It has been his desire from the very beginning. And he was thrown out of the realm of the heavenly powers. And he was thrown to the earth. And what was the first thing he did when humanity was made upon this world, this earth? He wanted control. And he wanted control over the two that were made from the hand of God in the likeness of God, Adam and Eve. He showed up in the garden as a beautiful angel of light to seduce and to deceive so that he may control the first human beings ever made. They were thrown out of the garden because they submitted to his control. And ever since then, the war has been on. And that is the story of control. He uses humanity to control. He controls them so that they may control you and I and the world. And it's been going on for 6,000 years. But the Lord says the time is now. It's over. Fallen angels are followers of Satan. But they didn't begin as followers. They were God's created spiritual beings who were meant to serve him and act as messengers to his people. And as with humans, fallen angels were given free will. They made a choice. Their choice led them to their fall from heaven and God's grace. Is the story over? Does the saga continue? Just as Christians take on the nature of their leader, who is Christ, the fallen angels have taken on the nature of their leader. Satan is known by many names that are used to describe different aspects of his character. The name Satan means accuser. He is called Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, Devil, the Dragon, Serpent, Tempter, Lucifer, and the Father of Lies. God created Satan as one of heaven's most beautiful angels. Lucifer means light bearer and was referred to as the morning star. But now he comes as an angel of light, a deceptive light. The devil was jealous and rebelled against God. And in Isaiah 14:12 it says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn." Talking about Satan. "You have been cast down to the earth. Oh, my Lord." This is how it all began. "You who once laid low the nations." He laid us low, folks. The devil's prideful revolt and greed for power turned him into a self-proclaimed enemy of God. He wanted to replace God in every way. And regardless of what name he is called, he is not on equal footing with God. But what does he want to do? He wants to be on equal footing with God. He wants to control and be the God of all. So Lucifer was cast down from heaven to earth. And some of the angels followed him by resisting God's ominous power and authority. That's talked about in Revelation 12:7-8. And it says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back," being Satan, "but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven." I want you to know that Satan, with his army of fallen angels and demons, are determined to corrupt and destroy all that is good and godly. And we are warned, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Don't be that someone, folks. Don't be that someone. God gives us authority over the evil of this enemy. As I have written my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, and as Jesus tells us also in Luke 10:19-20, all created beings have two choices: to accept this authority over the evil enemy or to follow Satan into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. All created beings have two choices: to accept this authority over the evil enemy that we have been granted, or to follow Satan into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. What do you think? You know that we have all sinned. Every one of us have sinned and deserve God's judgment. God, the Father, sent his only Son to satisfy that judgment for those who believe in him. It's been satisfied, body of Christ. It's been satisfied for those who have believed in him. Jesus, the Creator and eternal Son of God, who lived a sinless life, but was tested in all ways as we are. But he lived a sinless life by choice. And he loves us so much that he died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve. He was buried. He rose from the dead according to the Bible. And if you truly believe and trust this in your heart, receiving Jesus alone as your Savior, declaring Jesus is Lord, You will be saved from the judgment and spend eternity with God on earth in the kingdom that is ready during the millennium and then into eternity. So what's your response? What will you do? Will you be controlled by Satan and his demons, as so many are right now? I'm asking you, make a decision. What are you going to do? Are you following Jesus and his word and his truth? It's necessary if you want not to be under the control of Satan and his devils, or you want to be under the control of the Holy Spirit in this divine wisdom, knowledge, authority, power, goodness, and all it offers in joy, in peace, in gentleness, in self-control. Body of Christ, you have a choice. You have a choice. But the nations are falling. And why are the nations falling? Why is this nation falling? Because in the very beginning, there was a call for Satan and his devils, the beginning of this earth, for Satan and his devils to take control over it. It was a desire of their heart. That's why they were thrown out of the great cosmos kingdom of God. Heaven, it's called. A lot of people see heavens with harps and angels, but it's not like that. It's an incredible place. Incredible place of joy and happiness. It's a dimension in another realm that is unbelievable, that was meant to be on earth in its realm of justice and rulership. And it was right. It's righteous. And it cares about freedom for all of mankind, to be free from the bondage of the evil one who wants to take control of you. People have misunderstood religion and said it's controlling. No, it's not controlling. It was meant to show you how to live free from the evil control. But people took it wrongly. And they loved sin. They loved what Satan offers. And they got into bondage and under his control. So the most diabolical outcome of all is seen in those who have walked in agreement with evil spirits, not even knowing it. And for so long that the spirits have become an inherent part of their personalities and characters. They have refused the power of the living God that has been granted to us by living under righteousness. He has shown us and given us his Holy Spirit to do so that we would not be under the control of the evil ones. But what has happened is those who have walked in agreement with evil spirits have become an inherent part of Satan, and their personalities and characteristics begun to be controlled by the devil and deception. You know, these people are not aware that they have devils and therefore have no desire to change. They think it is good, because the Bible says in the last days, good will be called dark, evil, and evil will be called good. So they thought it was a good thing to live against what God has asked us to do in the Bible and in his word. They found it as an old dusty book, having no meaning at all, as I once did, until I began to see the truth that God revealed to me that the Bible was not an old, dusty book, but had incredible information change my life. When people are deceived as I was, it's just the most difficult kind of situation to deal with because the person only vaguely realizes their plight. And you must work very hard to bring them to a point of agreement of the truth. And that's what we're doing on Omega Radio. We are trying with all that God has given us in availability to tell you what the truth really is. We are trying to be about our Father's business. Who is that? The Lord God Almighty, the creator of all things. But Satan has people, not only in the world, but in the church, in a great state of deception. And they are becoming comfortable with their afflictions. They think it's a way of life. This is life, they say. But they have been deceived, buddy. They have been deceived, people. They have been deceived of being comfortable with their afflictions. Now that is true deception. And that's how Satan takes control. And then he uses governments. Men who desire to serve him so they may control. The desire comes in the desire to control people, nations, because they think they can do better than God. But like Satan, they have been deceived, and now they are deceived by him. We have to realize that this is Satan's greatest deception. Control. And he is trying to come into the church. His ability to make us think that God is doing the afflicting, and that's what most people think, even in the church, that God is doing the afflicting and that it is his will to do so. No, it's Satan's will to do so. And there are many people who think that's life. That's life. That's what it's all. We heard it from St. Frank Sinatra. It's deception. It's not life. It's deception. If Satan can continue to make people believe that he is not interested in residing within them and controlling them, he will continue his plunder and plagues, not only in the world, but on the Christian too, on the Christian body. Again, that's why I wrote my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, trying to show humanity the truth of what is the power of Satan, and that he does exist, that he's real, that this is spiritual warfare. But at the same time, I realize that I have to have great compassion. It is difficult to discern the indwelling demons that come into us because he's such a great deceiver, knowing that I once was in that position. And we have to realize that they are liars and they are masters of deception, and they're working in Pelosi and other people in government this very moment as masters of deception. They have them deceived. They have the Democratic Party, the majority that are of the ruling portion, deceived. No, not the majority, all of them. Only through the gift of discernment given by the Holy Spirit to those who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, will we be able to discern the actual indwelling spirits. The left can't. They are deceived by Satan. Satan has control over them and are speaking through them, and they don't even know it. How sad is that? Republicans are starting to open their eyes to the truth of who God really is. And some of them have known, and some of them have not realized to what degree. Through this Holy Spirit, that we will be able to discern the actual indwelling spirits in humanity, in the left, even in the right, but mostly in ourselves. We have to recognize the spirit that we can be able, through the Holy Spirit, to address the devil and order him out of his hiding place. And that's what I'm doing on radio. I'm ordering him out of his hiding place and exposing who he is. And that's why I ask for your help, that we can continue in this work, folks. It's imperative to open up as many minds and spirits as possible now, as this great darkness is covering the minds of men and mind control of Satan and his desire to control humanity. I am calling him out of his hiding place, and I need your help to continue in this work. It is a very incredible work. And the soul of the uninformed need to be informed. Would you help me? Please send a gift, a financial gift, that will help this Omega radio station to continue on with the truth. You can send it to Vincent Xavier, Pastor Vincent Xavier, P.O. Box 100, P.O. Box 100, Decatur, D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Arkansas, 72722, so that we can continue in this great work of God's. If you find any truth to it at all, please help us continue to build this station. If you find any truth to this at all, because we believe God has given us the truth. And as I said earlier, many souls are uninformed and many Christians are sinning because they don't know the truth. Those who call themselves Christians. We want to help them. Now, by helping us, I so desire to send you a book of mine so that you can work with me in this great deliverance God has given us. And in the book, I give you instructions on how to be set free and how to set others free from the great deception of control of Satan over our souls, our minds, and our physical bodies and spirit. We have to begin ways of examining ourselves to whether or not we are having problems with this trespasser, Satan, and his devils. You have to go before the Lord with anything you feel uncomfortable with, or that you have earnestly tried on several occasions, maybe more, to avoid doing, but found yourself unsuccessful in the things that have plagued you and tormented you over a long period of time. If that's still going on, something's wrong with your walk. Under these circumstances, you're going to find that the trespasser has succeeded in becoming a stumbling block in your walk with the Lord. You're also going to find out that you cannot get relief when you pray. Has that happened to you? When you pray to the Lord about your problem, and you've cried out to the Lord with all your heart, but seemingly with no avail, Have you asked yourself, as a Christian, Lord, remove this thing from me? Lord, help me to overcome this thing. Lord, help me to improve. Lord, I want to be better. Lord, if it be your will, please. So if you find yourself fighting an endless battle with little or no success, you have very good indications that someone has invaded your will and is putting you in a state of confusion, and you are bound. You see, folks, you're in a war that is greater than any war since the beginning of time to this very moment. God said it. He said it in his word through Jesus. It will be greater. He said it through his apostles also. It'll be greater than it has ever been from the foundation of the earth, the time that we have entered in. Satan has been thrown out of heaven. He knows his time is short. He is very angry. What he wants to do is put you and I in double-mindedness. Because in James 1, 7 and 8, it says, "For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." And how does he do it? By putting us in confusion. What's right? What's wrong? I don't understand anymore. That's confusion. Our nation's in confusion. Christians are in confusion. The government's in confusion. That's how he brings us down, Satan, to not be able to receive anything from the Lord. I've seen so many Christians in this state of bondage. They seek freedom through their own understanding, but they don't yet know the truth. They haven't been taught properly, or they have been and they have never gone to the extent they need to receive it for themselves. And it's in the word of God. They stumble dividing the word incorrectly. Confusion. Satan's behind it. They're always learning, the Bible says, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Folks, we are crying out. There is a cry. There is a trumpet call. We are crying out. What is the truth? We are a remnant people of God with this clarion call. The trumpet is being blown in Zion, in the true church. Soon the latter and former rain, no, not soon, now the latter and former rain is being poured out among us. We are his true believers who are making ourselves ready. We want you to make yourself ready. There is an outpouring which has never been upon the remnant people whose hearts are being made ready. Are you being made ready? How do you get yourself ready? By deliverance, by being sanctified people. I wrote it in my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights to make the way possible. Are you willing to help? Are you willing to help? You know, it's tragic considering that the answers are so clear in God's word and that they can be delivered to all who are in this confusion. They can be delivered. We could be delivered when taught properly by a God-appointed, ordained teacher of the scriptures. Brothers and sisters, people of God, and those who are listening, if you find yourself in bondage, thank God you do. You know and have the understanding that you are bound by the spirit of the devil, Satan, through the working of his devils, and this is the first step in becoming free, knowing your enemy. Again, let me repeat that Satan has come to control humanity. And of course, he's going to try to control If you're part of the church, you have to be a free agent. You have to be free of his control and controlled only by one spirit, the spirit of the Holy One, the Holy Spirit, who has all divine wisdom, all divine knowledge, all divine truth. Help us out and let me send you my book. I so desire to do that. It'll be a free gift from me because my heart cries out for this. Justice is simply the reflection of God's righteousness. And if you feel that we have been lately under this, please get set free. For Christ sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, and God bless you all and all.